Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Ave in West Milwaukee. Check him out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
All right, let's go. My guy, Tim Dillard, joins us now. Follow him on Twitter, at Dim Tillard. Tim, how you doing this afternoon, buddy?
I'm good, Sparky. Good to hear from you.
All right, so let's talk about a little bit about what has happened since the last time we talked. This Brewers team really has not shown any let-up whatsoever here in the last week, getting the job done. You know, you go to Oakland, and the one bugaboo, I guess you could say, about this Brewers team this year is they've kind of played down to competition in certain areas, like the Rockies they've struggled against a little bit this year. And you were worried that that was going to happen against Oakland, who has really been playing much better since the All-Star break. And instead, the Brewers go into Oakland and get 2 out of 3. And I would think that is something that you want to continue to see happen, where when you get these teams that aren't that good, you kind of at least get the series moving forward.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think they just go after every team like every team. They prepare. They don't care if they, you know, undefeated team or, you know, a team that's been beat the most in the last 100 years. It doesn't matter. Baseball players, coaches, they all sit there and they get in a room and they try to best prepare for that game. And each one's individualized, too. What lineup you're going to see, what pitcher you're going to be facing, all that. So, and honestly, they probably should have won the last game in Oakland, despite the efforts of the team. They had to overcome the A's as well as home plate umpire that honestly influenced the game big. I can almost say just by watching it, and then you have the facts to back it up, directly was involved in the Brewers losing the game just because of strikes and balls.
Yes. C.B. Buckner, not very good necessarily in that one. You know, they have this umpire scorecard on social media, and a lot of times these guys are, you know, 93, 94, 95%. He came in at 88% accuracy after that game, to give you an idea of how bad that truly was. Besides us just watching it, these guys go back and look at it, and it was bad. It was one of the worst scores I've seen this year.
Well, I mean, watching in real time, you're like, golly, man, that's seems weird. But then you start looking at, you know, the internal data, and you start doing screenshots, and then you have people, you know, reaching out over social media. People in my family were even like texting me in the game going, this is not good. This is a horrible zone. And, you know, you don't want to name names, but you want things to at least be even. And you would talk to most players, be like, listen, if a catcher strikes out on a fastball below the zone, then, hey, you know what? They're the catching. They're going to call that for their pitcher. The problem was 20 missed calls behind the dish and 15 went against the Brewers. That was the difference maker in the ballgame. Listen, when you're a pitcher and you make your pitch with bases loaded and you need a strikeout and you don't get it, it will affect the game.
Let's talk a little bit about, as from a pitching perspective, when you're dealing with an umpire like that, how quickly do you know what you're dealing with, and then how do the conversations go between innings with you and the catcher?
Well, sometimes you're just like, man, is that a strike? And you sit there and you go, yeah, I think so. But nowadays they have iPads. We were showing Frankie Montas in the dugout, and he's looking on the iPad. We catch him the moment he realizes he threw, you know, two really good pitches that were in the zone. If you go by TrackMan and, you know, all the data, it's a strike. And both of them are called balls, ends up being a bases-loaded walk. That matters, right? And so you can see he was a little bit frustrated. He actually talked to T.B. Buckner after that inning was over, came back out, talked to him, did it the most professional way you possibly could. But at the same time, you have to have some sort of consistency, because otherwise, I felt bad for Blake Perkins. He walked up to the plate, and it seemed like he was in an 0-1 count every single at-bat. Sal Frelick took several balls above the zone. They were pitching to him like he was 6'5 or something. And, you know, he's not. And just sit there and just go, okay, like, you're going to miss calls. People know that. Everybody knows that. But for that big majority to go against the Brewers, it looked really bad.
As the injuries continue to pile up, Mears being the latest one to go on the IL, up comes Aaron Ashby. And Aaron Ashby, break it, or his curveball, goodness gracious. I mean, if that's what it's going to look like the rest of the way out here, Ashby could be a weapon out of the bullpen.
Yeah, curveball, slider, you could even say fastball, 96, 98. He looked really good. You know, I've been struggling to find his footing in the starting rotation in AAA. He did come up and made a really good start. I don't think the team got the win, but he pitched really well a few months ago. So they throw him in the bullpen, see what they have. And what they found is a gem. I mean, his stuff the other day, he had a swagger to him, a lot of good movement on the breaking ball. They had to respect the fastball, and he was just kind of toying around with the hitters. Looked really good. He was great in Nashville in AAA. I think 6 2/3 innings. Striking out a ton, just one walk, which was kind of an issue. And so, yeah, came out and kind of just ran through the Oakland Athletics really quick. And honestly, there's a couple other guys in AAA that, you know, if something were to happen, they can be potential options for the Brewers, and Mizorowski and Yoho. So, the Brewers, when it comes to bullpen pitching, yet again, they just figure out a way to get it done.
I believe they can expand by two as of September 1st, and I would think that both of those guys you just mentioned probably get added to this roster. And Charlie and I got to talking, my producer and I were talking about this yesterday, as far as you said, looking ahead to playoff rosters and stuff like that. I mean, a guy like Bryce Wilson and Joe Ross, who have been with this team all year, and Wilson pitched well in that starting role for majority of the time that he was there. Now, coming out of the bullpen hasn't been as pretty. He's been scored on 4 of the last 6 games here in the month of August. Those two guys may not have spots on that playoff roster when you get to that point, if a Mizorowski and a Yoho do pitch well when they get here.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, that's a future problem. You know, anytime we're in a meeting and we ask Pat Murphy about anything in the future, he's just completely like, man, I'm not even, are you kidding? He's like, we're worried about today. That's just how he rolls. And honestly, that's the kind of guy you want to play for, because if you start thinking too far ahead, you forget about what your task is that moment. And that's what he wants to do, keep the guys in the moment. But yeah, they could be bullpen options. I don't know. I really like Bryce Wilson down there. He's one of the, like, maybe only guys that hasn't spent time on the IL down there.
Yep.
And that just means that he's consistent. Maybe it hadn't gone well for him the last whatever, but he's been putting in some tough situations. And honestly, when you're coming to a ball game and you're up by six or down by six, you're saying, hey, you got to throw strikes. Hitters know that, so they're up there teeing off. So, yeah, just unfortunate, but at the same time, he is part of this winning club. I think he should stick around. Joe Ross's slider is probably one of the best sliders in the big leagues. He could throw it every single pitch, I feel like, and still have success with it. They're going to have a number of things they can do, but it's going to be about what their needs are. And right now their bullpen are, getting some rest just because their starting rotation has been so good lately.
I have two more questions. Neither revolve around the Brewers, more around you specifically. First question I have is, I saw a story come out from Foul Territory about Jacob DeGrom, who is rehabbing with the Frisco Rough Riders a few days ago, and bought lobster and steak from Capital Grill for the team when he was down there making his rehab outing. What's the best rehab outing player buying a team story, food for the team story, do you have?
I mean... Well, luckily, I spent a lot of time in the minor leagues, and there was a lot of guys that, you know, would rehab, and so I have a lot of those stories. But the best one has got to be Mike Cameron. Mike Cameron in 2000, I'm not even sure what it was now, 7, I think. We were in Omaha at the old Rosenblatt Stadium before they tore it down. I'm glad they tore it down. Really bad place. The clubhouse, Vision Clubhouse, was small, like super small. Like, we're shoulder to shoulder in there. Getting dressed. It's one of those places where you're like, hey, will you hold my uniform and I'll step into it? Like, that's how close you are.
Wow.
Anyway, he comes through, he's rehabbing, and he wanted steak and lobster, you know, and so the clubby got him steak and lobster, but he went a step further. Usually you just have paper plates, plastic, you know, utensils or whatever. He went and got actual, like, real plates and real silverware, and we sat there. I think we probably got crushed in the game, but we didn't care. We were eating. Like king steak, lobster, the butter was flowing like wine. Like, it was a great time. And I saw Mike Cameron the other day at Bron's, you know, induction thing, and just telling him and talking to him and kind of reminiscing about that moment. And he just thought that was hilarious. He goes, yeah, man, we're trying to, you know, get steak and lobster. And he's like, well, how are we going to put this on the paper plate? He's like, nah, man, get these guys some real plates.
That's awesome. That is such a great story. You know, when you talk about guys that you always hear positive things about, guys that have played with him or whatever else, Mike Cameron always tends to be a guy that everybody has great things to say about him as a teammate and what it was like playing with him over the course of time.
Yeah, oh, he was amazing. Like, he set the tone for all of it. I know it probably didn't get as much credit just because he wasn't here for a long time like a Braun or a Prince, but... I mean, just look at his kid. We got to see his kid in action, Daz, out in Oakland.
Yep.
And just seeing the way he plays the game, it's a direct result of the way his dad went about his business. Was in on every play, backing up from left field. He came in a pinch hit roll, ball hit to the opposite field. Like, this guy has got all the tools in place. And you don't get that unless you're, you know, second generation of a guy that is really hands-on and knows what he's doing.
I remember going into the clubhouse in spring training one year, and Cameron was sitting on the table, and Fielder and Weeks and Hardy and Hard and I forgot who else was all. Everybody was around him like he was teaching class, all sitting on chairs. He was propped up on this table above all of them, telling some baseball story from back in the day, and everybody wasn't talking. Everybody was listening and paying attention. And I was just like, man, that's cool stuff. That's a vet kind of showing everybody the way. I thought that was pretty cool. One last one for you. We played a clip back yesterday from Joey Votto, who has decided to obviously retire and move on. And what was it, the Dan Patrick show that he was on?
Yep,
Dan Patrick show. And Votto talked about how, you know, he went down to the minors, not to rehab, but to try and get back to the show because he didn't want to quit playing. And he said he knew he was done when they came to him and said, hey, do you want to get into bat here? And they were in a game towards the end of a game. And Joey Votto was like, yeah, no, I don't think I want to. I think I'm done. And it was that moment when he realized he was done playing and didn't want to do it anymore. Did you ever have that moment for you?
Yeah, but usually I was on the mound in the middle of the game. I'm done. Hey, you want to throw a sinker down and away? Not really. Last time I threw that, I haven't gotten the ball back. Yeah, I think, you know, when you've been around a long time, and especially you find yourself in the minor leagues, like I think those thoughts come in more and more and more. And it's almost just like a tipping point. I bet it was a lot of things that led up to that. But honestly, like when your drive is done, you're done. And some guys don't get to leave on those kind of terms. A lot of guys, it's injuries, right? Or it's the lack of not even being able to find a minor league job or an independent job. But you just keep trucking along. So kudos to him that now that the end of his career, he gave it all he had. For the Pirates the other day, Brady Feigl, a guy that's 33 years old, just got called up to the big leagues for the first time. Had a tough journey with the independent ball the last 3 or 4 years. We were teammates in 2019, and I saw him in Nashville the other day and just trying to pump into him encouragement, like, dude, keep doing this, man. Keep fighting for that jersey you have. Keep fighting for the jersey that you want later. Sure enough, guy gets called up a few weeks later, big league debut. I mean, it's just so cool. When you see guys, I mean, yes, when you exit, but you exit the right way, and then guys that get to the big leagues the right way. It's just really cool moments across the board.
Yes, Tim Dillard, Bally Sports, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tiller. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Sparky.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Tim Dillard, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.